Are you sure you wouldn't have a piece of the honey and bread and honey?
Yeah, it's a very good one.
It's delicious.
Yeah, I think so.
So, have you been able to visit Poland?
In Poland?
Yes.
Yes, I think honey seems to be not very popular, mind you, but on the other hand, you can definitely eat it. For some reason, I underline this 16 pounds tin. Whether it's really something in it, or whether it's just a commercial kind of mumbo jumbo.
Tastes good to me.
It's good, yeah.
And have you been back to Poland?
No, I don't. I don't. My wife is there, but I don't. I was twice.
Mm.
Just after the war, you know. I went into my place where my house was standing. I sit into kind of a bunk or something. And I feel all right, you know, different, of course it is. But then, second time, it was a bit more drastic. Third time, later on when I went, I don't know which short time, I tried to avoid not only house, but the street itself. Didn't want to go there,
yes.
because all these things, you know, which were surrounding with it, so it doesn't stick to my mind.
Are you recording?
That's it. Oh, yeah.
Can I say something?
Yes.
He didn't mention that his sister and his niece have been sent to Auschwitz.
Yes.
Because when the Germans came in, they taken all the civilians to the, where was that place? Anyway, and then they said she was in Auschwitz with Nyusha and Hella.
Yeah, all of them gone now.
It wasn't all that long because it was the end of the war, so they managed to survive.
So they survived Auschwitz.
Yeah, definitely.
But they were taken from Warsaw.
They were, all the civilians were sent because they were destroying Warsaw.
Yes.
You know, Hitler said he doesn't want to see it anymore, so they were destroying. It was just like that. And all the civilians were sent. Gdzie to jest outside Warsaw? Takie miasto, gdzie oni by zostali? Koko?
Say it again.
Where were they taken, the civilians? Komarowa? The town outside Warsaw.
Outside Warsaw?
Tak. Widziałeś na filmie, jak oni tych cywilów tam wyrzucali.
No, it doesn't matter what the name of it is. Fuck that. There's thousands and thousands of people, you know, being horrifying way, you know, being disposed of life, being.
They shot the old ones.
Women with children, you know.
So they horrifying. Have got quite a lot to answer for.
Mm-hmm. Why don't. You see, we got Central European, you know, unity. Only a few, 200 years ago, Germany was a small kind of,
states.
They unified themselves, created big kind of falls. Why not do it with Europe?
Well, we're doing
Germany,
it.
France, these smaller ones, Poland.
At last we've got
even the Russians, they supposed to be. And Scandinavian kind of create kind of unification in instead of.
We've got it now.
I don't know how Europe would exist, because if you take how much effort is being done to create ammunition, cannons, aeroplanes,
yeah,
tanks,
but
and this sort of thing.
Don't start policy
and now,
fighting.
No, what the, how you just replace this kind of efforts? People who are going to be unemployed. They
Stop start talking politics, otherwise we'll be here for forever and ever. Are you?
No.
Okay, so we are carrying on with your reminiscences. Go on.
Yeah,
when we were, go on, carry on, because he's recording.
Are you that so? No, what seems to me that people at the top should think in terms of unification rather, peaceful coexistence.
You're supposed to not talk politics, but you're supposed to be telling your life story. So
ah, life story. Well, I spent Stark Polby a few months, and you see, I don't know how do we, how the way, how this sitting in the Stark Polby ended.
But you were liberated.
Anyway, we're not liberated. I don't know whether we're liberated. I think it was.
Well, never mind. You are liberated and taken to a hospital.
Oh yes, and liberated, and it took me to hospital. Or German hospital.
No, you were brought to England to an English hospital when you had 17 operation, when you had.
No. I was in a German hospital first.
Yeah,
at first. Yes, what's the name of that place? Yeah, it's a well-known place. And the Germans were trying to put a ski, not skin grab, but something, you know, improving things. So a few months with German surroundings, you know. But after that, I don't remember
you
what
came
happened.
To England, to the English hospital, and they were doing graft. They've taken skin off your arm and the skin off your lips, and they were, because he had gangrene. So they managed to replace part of his face, but they couldn't do the eye because it was too far gone.
Yeah.
So he hasn't got an eye. He's got a big hole. But the other eye is okay, so it was good.
As I can see.
Yes, yes, yes. That, I always go to the, we've got a nice optician here. She checks it. So she's okay. Otherwise
so,
we'll be in big trouble.
So how did you two meet?
Oh, yes.
So you can sit here. Can I sit here?
No, it's okay. I will sit here.
Well, I think maybe
she wants from distance.
No, it's okay.
Ah, you want to?
Now, the point is, you see, I was here in the university, and I was part of the Polish society here in the Polish club, and I was quite sort of, you know, it was like my family. I was, you know, in part of the I was in.
All right, and on.
I was in doing the. I was in the Polish Church Committee, I was in the SPK, I was in the Polish Union of Craftsmen, because I didn't have any family. My mother was ill, my sister was ill, and when I came here, it was like my family. They were all absolutely fantastic. Actually, I was quite pretty, so, and I used to work in the club. Because to supplement my income in the morning, I used to give coffee after in the club and in the afternoon. And there were quite a lot of Polish soldiers here, you know, before the war. And I was quite popular with them. But you see, they were all very nice, like my brothers. But I didn't fancy anybody because they were not up to standard. So although I had quite a lot of propositions, I was not interested. I am not a person who just goes around. And then I was doing my finals exams, and Stasio Kreicher, do you know Kreicher, Stasio Kreicher? No. He had a girlfriend in London, and his mother was very protective. He was studying in London, and his mother said, you know, he came to me and said, Zita, I want to go to London to see my girlfriend. I said, don't be silly, I've got finals, I've got plenty of papers, I haven't got time to go to London. And he said, it will do you good, it was Easter, it will do you good. and have a nice break. So I thought perhaps it will do me good. So we went on the, we didn't have any money, so we went, you know, you ask for the lift.
Hitchhiking.
And I had my student's scarf and we went and we got, all right, I won't be, I want to know, all right, I'll tell, it is very all important right. part
Sorry.
Of my life. And so we went to parents, the girl's parents, and then Stan said, Reifel said, we'll go for to see the show. No, so I said, okay. So I said, look, you're going with your girlfriend, who am I? I'm going to be like you. Duena?
Gooseberry.
So I said, oh, I'll find you somebody. So I said, because there was a students.
Student union.
They were, all the students were there. You know, Polish students. It was like YMCA or something.
A student hostel.
Yes.
Student hostel, 37 Kempsford Garden.
Yeah, that's right. So he said, well, there are some students left, so I bring them. Who do you want? And there is Janusz and somebody else and somebody else, and there is Mr. Szulijewski. So I said, tell me all about them. And I said, Mr. Szulijewski was in the uprising. So I said, he looks interesting. Call me Mr. Szulijewski. So he rang him, and he didn't know what to do. Where, what was that station we came out? In London?
Paddington or from Bristol?
Oh, we were in London. And we were supposed to be going to the night show or something. And so I said, Stan, is he going to turn around? And he was there on the station. So we went to that stupid show. And I was most embarrassed because we were sitting together. And the show was completely immoral. It was so horrible. They were jumping in out of bed, and here I was sitting with some strange man. And I thought, oh my God. But anyway, the show was finished. Stan and his girlfriend went, and we just were going behind it. And then we went to a cafe for coffee. And we started talking. And I thought to myself, this is going to be my husband.
Oh, straight away.
Straight away. And so I thought to myself, yes, how am I going to get him? I came to back to Bristol. I went to the Polish church. The father was, Father Gruza was a great friend of ours. Anyway, I was in the committee. And I said, Father, I'm getting married. So he said, what? I said, I found an ideal husband. I said, what? Haven't got enough boys here. He probably has got a wife in Poland, about 3 children. So I'm not going to give you anything unless I have got definite answer that he's single. So he had to get it from his sister. And we got married in September, yes. My mother said she's going to die because she doesn't want me to marry him. And I said, never mind. Everybody has to die, so she got herself up.
Without money.
Without money. We didn't have a penny between us, but we managed. We've got a house, 2 children, and we have been married for 55 years with no problems. He didn't have any girlfriends, and I didn't have any boyfriends. So we were very happy. Mind you, we had to work very hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it was no problem.
How were those early days for you?
To me, it appears to be that this is something which I expected to happen. So when it happened, especially with my wife, I felt like this is the person, this is the time for me. So it appears to me very natural and very, I don't know how to call that sort of thing.
It was your destiny.
Yes.
Destiny. That's a good stuff. That's a good destiny. I was waiting all the time, yeah. And finally I got it. Since it's all that sort of stuff.
And I
still feel that. Sometimes my wife is very, how should I say, not very convinced.
but
it's happened to even to nowadays, you know.
Yes, yes.
It's like, for instance, I always give an example of, yeah, how, what's the name of that? You got these children's kind of bits and pieces. You got to put it together.
A jigsaw.
So sometimes you got something. It's too big. So take a scissors. You cut it a little bit. It's too much.
Right.
It's no good. And in my case, it was just like right. That.
Jigsaw fitted.
That's how I feel.
Yes.
That was my father. I see, I am not very religious, although I belong to the church. But when my father was going to the front, I was the elders. My mother was a little bit silly because she was a musician. And he told me that you're the elders, you have to look after everybody. So I was only six. And then when I had trouble, I used to talk to him. I said, look, you told me to look after them. Help me, please. And somehow I got the help. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not religious, but, you know, there's somebody watching over me. So I managed to finish the school, managed to do this, managed to do that. I looked after my mother, and I met my husband, so, you know. And I've got super children.
Yes, yes.
Two boys. Fantastic.
Yes.
So here we are. So whatever happens. If we die, we die. So what?
Yes, but still there is a big question which is not worthwhile to rise in, because no one is going to have an answer to it.
Never mind, whatever.
Did you hear something about Richard Dawkins?
Richard Dawkins, yes, I've certainly heard of him.
Yeah. What do you think about him?
I haven't read his book. No. I haven't read his book.
You better don't touch it.
Oh, no,
right,
no.
Not get started.
You better don't touch it. I once said to my friends, I wouldn't recommend it even to my enemies to read this book, because I don't want to talk about it.
How did you start painting, Stan?
Painting here in Bristol?
Yes.
Or generally?
Generally.
Generally, I think I was good from the beginning. I remember once upon a time when I was about 10 or not more than 10, I was sketching from some picture all this big kind of churches in Krakow.
Yes.
And I found that I still remember the shape of it, and I done a good job of it. And in the future time, I always found I got this kind of appeal to it. Lately, when I started here in Bristol, There was a calls of painters after 7 o'clock.
Yes.
And it was rather cheap. So I went there and I painted, it's still there, daughter of that, what's the name of that fellow who organized it. And yes. he looked at me and said, "Stan, you got a talent. Take this address," and he gave me a telephone number,
yes,
of Academy Award. And yes, I joined Academy Award, they accepted me.
The Royal Western Academy.
Oh, this is about just around the corner,
yes,
here.
Yes, yes.
And I don't know. You know, we got a few beds here. And after all the beds, I got dozens and dozens of drawings.
Yes.
From that particular school.
It is very dirty underneath, so I shouldn't take it out.
No.
Anyway, he knows you're a good
painter. Just like that. And so I started.
Now, if you're going to have a dizziness, there's going to be. We've got it off. Leave it alone. We know you're a good painter. There's no need to show off.
I'm very impressed.
Now, can you carry on with your story? Because otherwise, we'll be here all night.
And I started painting. It was not very perfect right away, but then I found that the life drawing, it wasn't anything other but life drawing.
Life drawing.
Naked female or male.
Yes.
And I've become better and better, and I think that's how I developed it, mm-hmm, really, mm-hmm, over the number of years. Pity I can't show you that stuff here.
We are not going to get over you. Now, you just carry on with your story. You've got plenty
sometimes, it's silly to say, but I sometimes passing by and I see that something, how long did it take me to eat? That apple looks like an original apple. Mm. How did I done it, you know? This was, I must have done it quite quickly because these things were rather right. Which, by the way, I was boasting, I don't know whether this morning, that when I saw the original one, I rather prefer my. I'd mentioned it.
Modest.
Which is not true, because if you look on that photograph over there,
yes,
which is the original one, that original one is definitely better than my.
Right.
My here. And, but I don't know why perhaps that photograph which I looked at wasn't perfect. But what I'm going to do now, you know, the white stuff, I got to increase it. I got to make another kind of effort, and it's,
yes,
going to be much better when I finish it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Don't you think so?
I'm very impressed.
Light which comes on the head of the Christ,
yes,
you know, should be lighter. Look how dark is my face. Look down and see. And once you do that, the other kind of things, you are going to emphasize it, and it gives me much better.
Okay, darling, let's carry on with your life story.
Our life story?
Well, where have we got to?
Sorry?
Where have we got to? You two
got
married.
We got married.
What happened then?
He became
We got a place in London. I got a work in London.
What were you doing?
Structure engineering department. Mm. I was designing, you know, this reinforcement, putting it up on paper, you know, these sort of things. Then I came to Bristol,
yeah,
on one occasion. And yes, we used to stay down in Seven Algar place for some period of time. And on one occasion, my wife said, "It would be very nice to have your own house somewhere." Mm. So I went upstairs here, and there was a estate agent. And I went inside, and I mentioned to him what we need to buy a house. And he showed me that there you go. It was considered a cheap one, is it?
It was in the ruins.
That's what?
It was like a ruin. There's an unexploded bomb in the attic.
An unexploded bomb, but they took it away anyway.
This was in Hartwell?
1963, this house.
This house? Mm. My goodness.
And there was nothing. The basement was absolutely gone. Bristol was bombed.
Of course.
And this part, yes, was also bombed. So the only thing that was standing is the middle two floors. But we moved. We got a mortgage because we were both working, you know, Stan and myself. We didn't have full mortgage.
Oh, yes, we had a car. And we used to drive a car to Spain, to Poland.
Yeah, but later on, when we sorted it out, we had a mortgage. And slowly we were doing it up, one room at a time.
Yeah.
But you know, we had a mortgage from the thing, and because I was working, he was working, so it was no problem of borrowing money, just paying it up back. But we managed to do it.
Mm. We bought even land.
Oh yes,
because you bought some land.
Well, it was lease the land. Was
leasehold.
Yeah, but now we've got a freehold.
Yes.
And so here we are. But I like this house. It still needs doing something. But as I say, I've got two children that can help out. We have to do the roof and the back stairs, but they'll come. Jan is coming next week, so he'll sort it with the builders.
Yes.
But we like it here. They ask us to come to live in Poland. They've got a very nice flat for us.
Yes.
But it's too cold. Mm. And it's 20 below zero. I've been to Siberia. Mm. Mo rang me during Christmas, you know, my Scottish.
I think being cold is not the only reason. My problem is once you establish yourself in some kind of place.
Yeah, it's difficult to change.
Yes.
Throw it away and go over there.
So Mo rang me, said, "Are you coming for Christmas?" I said, "What are you doing?" "Oh, I'm getting the snow from the driveway." I said, "You can keep Christmas, you can keep the snow. We are staying in here." I mean, it's ridiculous. But they pop over. Jan is coming next week. And then he said he'll come in a month's time. So they come to see if we are still alive. Mm-hmm. And they ring every night. So they are good kids.
Does that bring us up to the present day?
I think so. I think so.
Is there anything we've missed out?
No, we didn't.
Anything we've missed out?
I don't think so.
Well, winning
lottery.
Winning Friday. What's the name of it?
Millions.
Yes. I miss that every week.
Now we've got lottery for Friday, Saturday, Mr. Basma. We've got a friend who lives downstairs. Mm. And he helped, he's Lebanese. He came here because I've got those three rooms,
you know,
that are empty. Because my mother lived here and my two sons, so they've gone. So I'm letting it to students. But Mr. Basma is here. He's from Lebanon. He was a student here, now he's home. So he helps us out if there is any problem. So what I'm just going to say, I think I'm going to have amnesia.
Do you know anything about sculpture? This over there, modern one.
Yes.
That with a child.
Yes, the Giacometti or?
I'm not for this sort of modern things, but I somehow, I don't know how to explain to you. Somehow, I find that
if you fall down, you don't leave the house.
final, when I put it between here and there, I don't look at them, but look at that one.
Yes.
I know it's difficult for you to do it now, but I feel that there's something in this modern that chant is, I don't know how to explain it, because it's of course one of these things which there's another one here.
Yes, yes.
We have to sell those things because there's too many of them.
Well, Zita and Stan, I'm going to say thank you very much indeed. And
Sam, can you sit down, please? Stop fussing.
You sit down.
And I'll just.